This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we already have two lines filled up. You guys woke up this morning, as Carolyn was saying. That's great.
Yay.
Let's get online, 860-522-9842. And, of course, if you want to donate to the Holiday Store while we're doing our show, that'd be great. Just text WTIC to 41444. And you can do a good thing for the Holiday Store and the Salvation Army. And if anything, as far as the value of what we've been doing for the past 28 years, if you ever wanted to say, geez, I'd love to give back for some reason, feel free to do it that way. And you'll feel better about it. All right. So as usual and customary, we have our technology news. And H-1B visas are back in the news here, Dennis.
Again?
Always.
Wow.
So this is from our favorite blog across the pond there, The Register. IT recruiter settles claims it snubbed American workers. Now, basically, the U.S. Department of Justice fined a company in New Jersey that was discriminating, SecureApp. These guys were fined for posting jobs for only non-Americans.
Huh.
Isn't that great? That's the Jersey way, huh?
Oh, sure.
You know? I'm about to write some final checks for UConn, and imagine if you're a parent writing checks for, you know, your kids getting a STEM degree that everyone's pushing for technology or what have you. You're writing these big checks to these universities who made sure that you had unlimited ice cream while you're on campus, and then you go to get a job, and jerky companies like this say, "Well, Americans need not apply."
Right.
Holy mackerel! I thought IT jobs were things Americans did want to do.
Well, sure.
So H-1B visa holders only. And of course, the reason they want to do this with H-1B visa holders is that they become indentured servants, right? If you have an H-1B visa, you come over and work for an American company, they pretty much know that you're going to have to do whatever they tell you to do. Work for less money, by the way.
Right.
Because,
of course.
Because if you get let go, you got to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they know they got you.
Mm-hmm.
So... this is really disgusting. The Department of Justice, with all their might and power, fined this company. What do you think? I mean, they're discriminating against Americans, Dennis, for months and months and months and months with these jobs. Do you think they fined the crap out of them?
Well, yeah, like a couple million dollars.
I think so, right? I mean, yeah. They fight for Americans. Not 26 grand.
What?
Yeah. 26 grand.
That's as much as it costs to like hire a lousy employee and then let them go after a few months.
Exactly. I mean, we pay recruiter fees all the time to try to find good talent here in Connecticut. $26,000. Thanks, Department of Justice. You're really making it painful to protect Americans.
Oh, yeah. That's really going to discourage them from continuing that policy, huh?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So I'll put the link up here for you. This is a problem. I mean, there's companies out there, there's whole classes that I think I posted it before. There was some video of some guy in Pennsylvania who was giving courses on how companies can get around the laws and how you post these jobs in obscure, you know, newspapers to say at least you said you're looking for people, but nobody who's in their right mind would find the job there.
Right.
And they get to then hire an indentured slave, H-1B visa holder,
right,
and skip out on Americans. So it's disgusting. It's gross. And if you're a parent writing checks for your kids, or if you have a loan that you're hoping other people are paying for your school, you know, you at least want to have Americans getting the jobs so that the Americans are paying for the student loans that, you know, right? I mean, you should at least have it. Should all be Americans.
It should all be American money changing hands
exactly
with Americans.
Because I don't think the H-1B visa holder is going to be paying for your kids' college. So we'll put the link up here for you, and you can read about that. What do you got there, Dennis?
Well, I've got an interesting development in the hacking world.
Uh-huh. What are they hacking?
A long time ago, you might have heard about Stuxnet, which was a malware attack on centrifuge controlling computers in Iran.
Right. Didn't we participate in that a little bit?
I can't say.
All right. I think we did.
But the way that that worked was that whoever developed the Stuxnet had stolen a certificate from, I think, Realtek.
Okay.
That was used to sign Realtek's drivers. And they used that to sign their own software so that the computers would load these drivers and then run the malicious payload.
Right. They thought the software thought that the drivers were legitimate.
Right. Well, there are now some hackers who have figured out a different way to do that. They don't have to steal a certificate from a legitimate company. Mm. All they have to do is sign up for Microsoft's Authenticode program.
Really?
And they have to submit some information.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be vetted.
Right, of course. We've heard this before recently in other stories, but we won't go there yet.
And then they're given the ability to sign their own software, and they have this in their own right. This isn't something that they stole from somebody else. It's their own authentication coding that they can use to deliver ransomware.
The bad guys sign up with Microsoft, get vetted by Microsoft. Yeah, sure, you can write stuff for us. And they submit their malware through Microsoft.
Right.
So Patch Tuesday, let's say, could include a nice malicious software driver.
It could, theoretically.
Signed by Microsoft saying you're good to go.
Yep. And that's really, really, really dangerous.
Yeah, Krebs on Security had a similar article having to do with the FBI vetting InfraGuard, right, where they, you know, the FBI vets, you know, CEOs and companies and contacts to deal with attacks and dealing with just in general having a list of folks you can talk to about legitimate concerns, and FBI vetted, and of course.
Yeah, and it also served as kind of an informal knowledge base for different security issues.
Right, and of course now the bad guys got vetted by FBI, and they're now setting up their contacts.
Vacuuming up everything that they can get out of there. Nice, right?
It's nice, yeah. It is what it is. I don't know. It's hard to vet people, Dennis. It's hard to know who you got working for you. It is. It's not an easy thing to do. All right, in other news, to protect its cloud, of course, Microsoft has a very big cloud. Microsoft is banning crypto mining from its online services. So you no longer can purchase CPU and RAM and resources from the Microsoft cloud because they're concerned that you ding-dongs who are out there processing fake money, paying real money to process fake money, are going to, you know, cause issues with Microsoft servers. I mean, Microsoft really needs to be there to serve up actual business.
Right.
You know, actual applications.
Actual business that's actually getting work done in the real world. Right.
Right. But not, you know, not mining fake coins that you can just create at your whim and say, hey, it's got value until it doesn't. And then you ask yourself, why don't you want to accept my coin anymore? I told you it was worth $1 billion. Don't you believe me? So Microsoft said they're going to stop allowing you to do that. And of course that makes sense. It's a big scam anyways, if you haven't figured it out. And lots of you still haven't, but we'll put this link up here for you. Just take a look at Microsoft, and you're going to have to move your crypto mining off of their servers. So they don't like it anymore. Did you have anything else you want to bring up about crypto, Dennis?
Oh, sure. Remember FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried?
Yes, yes.
Who was holed up in the Bahamas giving interviews to any journalist who would ask.
What a ding-a-ling.
Well, he was arrested.
Finally.
The Bahamian police arrested him on, I guess, American warrants.
Right.
And they're going to haul him back to the United States and put him on trial, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's about time. And I guess they talked about within this article, right, how they moved money around within the –
There's another article about the software. They had production software within the company.
Right, because they were some sort of clearinghouse. There was some sort of exchange, as it were.
Right. And it had a way of tracking all the little hives of different kinds of coins and who held them.
Yeah.
And there was supposed to be, within the software, kind of a barrier between this fund, Alameda, and actual FTX customer coin, or Bitcoin, or whatever they called it.
Garbage, as it were. Right. Let's call it what it is.
We'll call it pet trash coin.
Or pet rocks.
Pet rocks.
That's what it is. Or Beanie Babies, or naming a star after you. It's what they're just tracking their pet rocks.
At any rate, they had kind of a financial and programmatic firewall between those.
Yeah.
Well, one of their programmers very carefully and very secretly pulled the plug on that little firewall.
Oh.
And they were able to transit money between those two little hives.
The bad guys were
inside the company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the same time, this same software package used to feed dashboards that people could look at on their computers or probably internally. On kiosks in the company.
Internally tracking the pet rocks going back and forth.
That software was failing to report some of these transactions.
Of course.
And why we've heard a lot of FTX executives saying, hey, we didn't know what was going on here. Mm. We weren't aware of this.
Yeah.
And it seems that this programmer may be accounting for that. Mm. I don't know, but we'll find out more, I'm sure.
We will. All right. So we'll put those links up for you guys. Take a look at them and read them and weep, as it were, over at computertalkwithtab.com. We'll get it posted out there. If you follow us on Twitter at TabComputerSys, you'll get it into your news feed. And, of course, we'll post it on Facebook as well. We are broadcasting live over here at WTIC's Facebook page. So you can post your questions out there. Say hello. That's great. So Shelley, John, and Kevin, hang on. We'll get to your calls after this. One line open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. Not in the same way that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Uh-huh.
I was at a concert last night, and they played this. I'm like, yep, one of my favorite tunes. That's now it's a Christmas tune for me. Little God Bless the Child for you. So welcome back. We have the four lines all jammed up. Thank you guys for joining us here. Let's go right to your calls, and we're going to go to Shelly in West Hartford first. What's happening, Shelly?
Oh, hi. Thanks, guys, for taking the call. I appreciate your program. I have a question. Has come into our neighborhood.
Yep.
And
the
timing couldn't have been better because I just got my latest Comcast bill, which is talking about all these increases.
God bless.
And I already pay an exorbitant price.
Yep.
So I'm wondering how I go about that. I mean, obviously, I sign up for the next thing. And then how does that work with getting different channels that I get now?
All right. So you're going to cut the cables, what you're going to do. If I heard that correctly, Carolyn was on the phone, didn't know that the music was still going. So that wasn't me. So you want to cut the cable and get your channels from a streaming company.
Okay.
Right? So there's tons of streaming companies out there that'll offer you local channels of any kind. Mm-hmm. So one of the ones that I use right now is YouTube TV.
Okay.
But there's Sling, there's Fubo. There's others that are out there that'll offer you the same services. You just got to kind of pick the package you want to spend the money on. You have to pay for your content, and it's just a matter of choosing that. So once you get your nice high-speed internet connection from GoNetSpeed, and also, by the way, they give you a router too. So you can use their router and you'll get that high speed. Just make sure you change passwords so you have the control over that router. Go ahead and get, you know, any streaming service you want to try out. A lot of these streaming services don't make you lock in for anything. You can try them out, you know, for free, get them on your, device. Now you need a device to stream these things. So you got to connect either to you got to put a Fire Stick or a Shield, NVIDIA Shield, or a Roku or an Apple TV, whatever you want. You need to plug it into your TV now so that you can actually run these apps.
Okay, so I would have the cost of NetSpeed, which I think is $50-something dollars. Then you would have the cost of the streaming service, right?
Right.
Okay, and I don't even know. I haven't looked into that to see what that would be. But what's the downside? Other than, you know, I mean, the upside is obviously saving money.
Yeah, the upside is saving money. I haven't found a downside yet. Streaming is pretty cool, and many of us now will have like an Amazon Prime account, a Netflix account.
I do.
Yeah, so you've already have the technology. All you're doing is adding yet another app to your device, mm-hmm. and you can get your content. And with a nice high-speed connection, I mean, all you need is 150 by 150. Is it just you and your and
Yeah, home? Just myself and my husband.
Okay, so you don't even... All you need is a 150 by 150.
Okay.
You can get the cheapest service, and you'll be more than happy. And there's no downside that I've seen, Shelly. The only issue is you have to have a streaming device for your TVs if they're not smart, if they don't have the ability to do their own streaming.
Right. Well, I have a Roku on one TV, and the other one is a smart TV.
Oh, you're in good shape then.
So I'm in good shape. And when I sign up, so they would walk me through some of this too, right, connect it to my house.
They're going to connect it to your house. I'm not sure about how much they walk you through. But
then I'll be calling back.
All right. It's not hard. It's not hard.
It really isn't.
Stay tuned for more calls from me.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, The good news is you're already most of the way there. You've already got the Roku and the smart TV.
Right.
The really hardest part is going to be, you know, opening up all those devices, logging into whichever streaming services you're going to use.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've logged into them and gotten the devices connected, it's quick sailing.
Yeah. I know. And the modem, as far as the internet, they give you the...
Yes.
They give that to you.
Correct. Yeah, they're going to give you... It's not really a modem. I really should write down what it's called. But it's kind of a transceiver device that's going to take the signal and send it over to your router.
Okay. Well, I think Comcast finally pushed me over the edge. I'm there now.
All right. So join the club. Let's, you know, cut the cable. Those guys have had their day.
Oh, my goodness. They're out of control.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the information.
You're welcome, Shelly.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So she's going to be a happy camper. Let's go on to John in Farmington. What's happening, John?
Well, good morning, Eric and Dennis. It's nice to catch up with you. Let me preface my remarks with the fact that I... At your recommendation some years ago, I do use OpenDNS.
Oh, good. Good
and
for
I
you.
I do it through the devices.
Yeah.
So that when they travel, they're all set up rather than doing it through the modem. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
What I'm calling about is the fact that I've been using Norton 360
mm-hmm.
Security
all right.
On my machines for, since 2009.
Okay.
And I haven't had any major issues at all. They've been good at catching stuff. But I have one issue with them that I've reported to them. I'm sure they've ignored it. Is that they are
what are you saying?
Trying
really?
To upsell me.
Yes. Yes.
Every day I get bombed with stuff coming in. About get this or get that or you need this or you need that and I don't because the stuff they're trying to sell me is stuff I can pretty much take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So to the question, I've heard you gentlemen refer to the fact that Windows Defender is now a rather effective protection.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And do you think that it's quite safe for me to uninstall the Norton 360 and just go with Windows Defender?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
and Norton has kind of earned this, right? I mean, they've been pestering you and bugging you and nagging you.
Right.
You know?
And I'm sure you get little notifications that come up at the bottom right of the screen, too, and you don't need any of that either.
Right.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah, but Defender is now the real deal as of, what, 2 years ago or so?
Yeah, they're getting
It's the real deal. It's a real product, and it really works. And I can assure you that I have seen the evidence that it works.
Mm-hmm.
So go with it.
And how often do you hear us praise Microsoft?
Yeah.
There you go. So there you go, John. You got something to do.
Okay, well, thank you. Now, any particular sequence? Can I activate the Windows Defender? Should I uninstall the Norton first?
Just uninstall Norton, and Defender should activate itself after that.
Okay.
All right, John, we got to go.
Sounds good. Thanks much.
You're welcome. We'll be back after the break. This is Computer Talk. Tab, I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. So feel free to get online. One line open for you, 860-522-9842. Dennis and I were talking a little bit off the air about that last caller is getting nagged by his Norton 360 to buy this or buy that. And it's like, just imagine. I mean, it's probably coming, and hopefully the car's manufacturers aren't listening to this. But imagine your car. You turn it on, and it says, hey, you know, wouldn't you like to buy some new wipers today? Or, I hear your brakes are a little squealy here. I mean, just leave me alone, for crying out loud. It's Norton 360 saying, buy me.
Just do what you're supposed
to. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stew and be done with it.
Right. So I don't know where computers, I mean, again, the computer industry gave it all away, right? Everything was for free. And now Microsoft literally makes you sign up for a year for their 365 product, or they're going to whack you a 40% increase. Thanks, Microsoft.
Oh.
You know, you want email? Oh, it's getting really bad. All right, let's get to your calls. Go to Kevin in Newington first. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Good morning.
Morning.
A question regarding at home, my Wi-Fi network.
All right.
How risky is it for that Comcast knows my password? I was trying to I was having problems yesterday trying to establish it for someone visiting, you know?
Yeah. When you say it knows your password, they know your password for the Wi-Fi security or for your firewall?
For my Wi-Fi.
Okay, so they got your Wi-Fi key. Well, I mean, that one guy you talked to at Comcast could be sitting anywhere in the country, right? He may not. It could be. Who knows where he is?
They were from the. She was from the Philippines.
No, you're very safe. So having somebody know your Wi-Fi password is only an issue when they're within proximity.
Right. It's
like my neighbor.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So I should be comfortable. I can rest now, right?
Yes, yeah, sir.
It doesn't help anybody that can't get to your house.
Right.
And then I'll just charge them rent if that's the case.
There you go.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
You got it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it can be. You never know, right? You're giving away passwords, and now finally we're all trying to be more conscious.
Well I'm glad that he called and asked the question,
yeah.
But in this case, it's of limited use to anybody that's just not around.
Right. You got to be within range of your SSID. And, of course, just because you're on the Wi-Fi – now they, you know, their device doesn't necessarily have access to all your systems, unless it depends on how you segmented it, right? Did you give them a guest access so that they have their own little area with all they can do is internet, or did you give them local private access so they could see all your devices?
Ouch!
What did you do?
Uh huh.
But still, she's in the Philippines. You're very,
yeah,
very safe.
Yeah.
Let's go to Stan in Windsor next. What's cooking, Stan?
Good morning, gents.
Morning.
I think I'm going to piggyback a little bit on two of your previous callers. I'm dumping DSL, and I'm also going with GoNet Speed.
Nice.
Very
and,
good.
Matter of fact, they're coming next week, and what I plan to do is running my TV. I've got a Roku stick.
Yep.
So I'll use that for my TV. But I'm a little bit concerned. I'm wondering, is it safe to use the Wi-Fi for my computer? I was thinking of running a cable from the GoNet to my computer in the other room. Does that make any sense, or could I just use the Wi-Fi?
You can use Wi-Fi.
You can use Wi-Fi. The only thing, and it wouldn't, for me, it wouldn't be a security issue.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, a wired network connection is always superior to a Wi-Fi connection.
Mm. Yeah.
Especially for something like a computer.
Okay. Okay.
But that's not, like I said, it's not a security consideration. It's just reliability and maximum speed.
Got it. Got it.
Wi-Fi has a little overhead on it, especially if you have more devices.
Mm-hmm.
Even though a lot of Wi-Fi is very fast these days,
mm-hmm.
You can still end up not getting quite all the speed you want, but if you have a computer that's wired, it's max right through to your computer.
Right.
Okay, great. And a follow-up question also. I've got an ancient computer, and I don't do any gaming or work on it. It's basically for emails, the larger screen, that kind of stuff. Would that be? I've heard you talking about, you know, you get a discount price on a computer. It's probably an older model.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that doesn't really apply to me, huh?
I'm not sure what you mean by that. You said you have an old machine, right?
Yeah, but I'm thinking of getting rid of that.
Yeah. Oh.
And if I go out and buy a new one...
because your internet's so fast, it won't impact you? Is that what you're thinking? No, that's a bad theory.
Yeah.
The problem is people are still selling Pentium-based systems, Celeron-based systems, Atom chips, right? These are like the mopeds of computers.
It makes me want to scream.
Yeah. They are computers, but they're like the mopeds. So you won't have any processing power. So you need to get a 11th gen, so you know you're in the same realm of current. 11th, 12th gen. You can do 12th gen, but if you can avoid it, we tell you to still avoid it. Mm-hmm. But 11th gen CPU, i5 minimum. Stay away from the i3. Mm-hmm. And 16 gigs of RAM, 250 to 500 SSD, Windows 10 or 11. And now you'll be in good shape. You talked about your machine being older. That the comments you just had with Dennis about the Wi-Fi,
yep.
It may not connect real well if it's older.
If it's an older machine, it may not have the right Wi-Fi hardware to take advantage
of the speed,
that your access point or firewall is offering.
Right. Because GoNetzBe is going to give you a 6E firewall.
Yeah, they're going to
tri-band probably.
They're going to tri-band.
So 2.4 gigahertz, 5 gigahertz, and 6E gigahertz.
Yeah, that older computer is never going to even come close to taking advantage of that.
Right.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, then. If I thought I heard somebody along the line say that the notebooks don't last as long as a computer. Am I right on that?
They tend not to. They take a beating, right?
Yeah, right.
A PC will sit there and not move around, and versus a laptop just gets beat up. So if you get a good quality one with a metal case around it,
mm-hmm.
Then you'll have a better luck with hinges and stuff like that. Don't get a plastic one.
Okay. So I was thinking if I do go that route, I'm not going to be taking it on trips or anything. I just keep it in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So would the guts work as good as, say, a computer?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yep. Okay, great. Well, as always, I appreciate your help, gentlemen. Thanks, I enjoy your show. Thank you.
All right, yeah, thank you, and good luck. Enjoy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. So, yeah, think about GoNetSpeed as, you know, they're going to give you a 180-lane highway. But if you're only riding a bike on it, you're not going to get a whole lot for that, right?
Yeah.
So you got to increase your device in order to take advantage of it. Believe it or not, I'll tell the truth, right? I try to give you guys all my inside, story.
Ooh.
So I got an old 100 megabit switch in my house.
Oh.
So I've been making sure I'm getting the 500 that I've got going for GoNetSpeed. I'm like, why am I only getting 100 megabit on my Xbox? Well, because there's an old switch in there. So even guys like me, right? I don't know. It happens, right? Technology, I mean, I would have swore that device was gigabit. I'm like, what ding-a-ling, what IT guy would still have a 100 megabit switch in his network? Well, if you're only getting cable that was only about less than 100 megabits, you wouldn't have noticed.
Well, until a year ago, I had a 100 megabit switch on my network, too.
Right, yeah, okay, good. So we're all confessing.
I've been there, done that.
We're all confessing. So, and again, in our business, we have a whole asset technology where we track all this for our customers, and we know all this scenario is going on. But in our homes, we don't do that. And I look at that switch almost every now and then, that's got to be gigabit. And I flipped it over yesterday. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. So that's not, after the show, literally, I told my wife, I have to go get a switch. I can't have the switch in there that's only 100 megabit. All right. So we'll step out for a quick break. Ray and Peter, hang on. Two lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. Also, please, please, please. If you find any value in our show over the past 28 years, our public service that we do, and you want to give back in some way, text WTIC to 41444 and give to the Salvation Army, the holiday store, and it'll make you feel good. I promise. We'll be right back. Let's get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning, and we're going to go to Ray in Springfield first. Hey, Ray, what's up?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Tell me everything I need to know about a Windows recovery drive.
I'll let Dennis handle that one.
Okay. What you're going to do, I assume you don't have one, so I'm going to tell you how to make one.
Actually, I did make one.
Oh, okay. So you've got one already. Okay.
My specific question, I guess, really is that drive all I would really need to, reinstall Windows 10?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, bye.
All right, Ray, off
to shopping. Seriously, it really is that simple. What'll happen is you boot to it instead of to your normal drive, okay,
mm-hmm.
you boot to that device. I assume it's a USB stick. And
yes.
it will give you an option to do a number of different things, and one of them will be to do a recovery on Windows. And once you launch that, it will ask you some questions. And if you opt to go with a reset but keep your data, that's essentially the same thing as repairing with the Windows operating system. But it will also give you an option to wipe everything and start over, and that would be what we call wipe and reload. But it'll lead you, it'll ask you what you want to do, and you just answer the questions the way you want.
Do you have a failure right now, Ray, or are you just prepping?
No, it's just a prep.
Right. Excellent. Excellent. Give this guy a gold star.
Yes. He's doomsday
He's
prepping.
Doing it in advance before yes. he needs it.
Yeah, talk to Rackspace.
Which is beautiful.
Well, you should probably call Rackspace and give them some advice.
This is all assuming that the computer will even boot up. If it doesn't do that, I'm in
yeah,
for trouble.
Bigger
well,
problems.
I mean, the hardware inside has to be capable of doing it. You have to have a working hard drive in there to get the installation.
Right, so you're mitigating for one type of failure and one
right.
type of failure only. Your hard drive is either corrupt or damaged or failed. It's just right. the hard drive you're mitigating for.
Correct.
If your motherboard has a problem, you got bad RAM, you've got a power supply issue, your recovery boot is not going to do much good for you.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's lots of things to prep for, Ray. Lots of ways to fail.
Yes, I have a lifetime dedicated to that.
Yep. But you're learning from it. That's how we learn.
Yep. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we can never let you guys retire, but we do appreciate everything you do.
Well, we appreciate you guys listening.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good Christmas.
Yes, you too, sir.
Bye now.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, so doomsday prepping is a good idea in this case for computers.
And I've always told people this. When you get a new computer, the first thing you do when you have a chance is to create that USB recovery stick.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a wizard built into Windows that will do that for
you. It's not Gandalf.
Right. It's a software wizard on
yes.
the screen, not... Yeah.
It'll walk you right through. Let's yep. go to Peter in Middlefield. Hey, Peter.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I have a question. If you could recommend a replacement operating system. I have an old, well, it's kind of old. It's still, the hardware-wise, it still works really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's running Windows 8.1.
All right.
And I was like wanting to, my intention was to just upgrade the operating system to Windows 10, perhaps.
Yeah.
And the question was, do I want to pay or not pay? So I was looking at the free alternatives. But I actually checked my CPU on that laptop is not on the list for Windows 10 compatibility.
Yeah.
Would you recommend like a Linux or something? Or
In my case, I would, but that's me.
Yeah, you're kind of stuck. Microsoft is colluding with Intel, saying I can't run that. I would. How can I run my software on your little processor there? It's just not. Microsoft's just saying I can't do it. Won't do it. Refuses. Sticking their nose up to your processor.
Right.
It's ridiculous, but you're going to have to consider an alternative.
I actually have a laptop with Linux on it.
Yeah,
and I do use it.
Yeah, what would you use it for, Peter?
Well, me?
Yeah. What would you use it for?
Well, it's
Dennis is a geek. We have no idea what he's doing.
A lot of software on it.
Yeah.
You know, email. You know, the web browser I still use on it.
All right.
And so, and it's running still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not running the videos super super quick in multiple panes on the web browser, but that's okay.
All right. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Dennis. Is there a Chrome browser out there? I mean, a Chrome OS he could load on this, too, as an option, not just you?
I wouldn't want to use Chrome.
Okay, that's fine.
Is there a certain brand of Linux that you recommend over others?
For somebody who's not familiar with Linux, my recommendation is to install Ubuntu.
Yeah.
Okay, I've heard of that.
So, again, some of your software may not work on it, though, Peter. You're going to have to find Ubuntu or Linux-capable softwares.
The other thing you could do, which is what a geeky guy like me did, which is to install something like Wine on the computer and then use that to run the Windows software.
What is that? Can you spell that?
Wine.
wine.
We'll put a link up there for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
we'll
that's kind of an expert thing. But if you're going to
Peter clearly has nothing better to do. He was calling a radio show about an old 8.1 machine. He wants to stick Linux on. This guy's ready for anything, right? Right, Peter?
I'm happy to I'm happy that you're actually willing to do that. A lot of people would say, I'm not touching that. I never heard of it.
We almost want to hear how it goes.
We do.
As far as their Windows saying that they don't have my CPU listed, and if I tried to install Windows 10, would I run into a solid brick wall on that?
It may not be solid brick, but you're going to have trouble, or it's going to warn you, or it may not work. Microsoft Windows 11 is even more draconian.
Yes,
about the hardware. So they're either this is getting ridiculous.
I know the Windows 11. That's like almost like a strict
right.
But on the Windows 8.1, they were bugging me years ago to upgrade now. Upgrade to Windows 10. Upgrade to Windows 10.
Right.
And so I assume if they were asking me back then, it would have been possible to do it back then.
Oh, wait, Peter, you're using logic with Microsoft? Are you assuming that Microsoft would have actually had the tool in place before they nagged you to upgrade to see if you were compatible? I think you missed a few shows back then because it was a constant refrain where they were, you couldn't believe it. They were telling me to upgrade, I did, and now my machine doesn't work. I mean,
that happened to people?
Oh, constantly.
Oh.
Yeah. And this is Microsoft. Why do you think we have the love-hate relationship we do with this company?
Yeah, I know. I picked up on that theme.
It's our whole career, but it's almost like if your whole career was just designed as an awful relationship. But it's a, what is it called? I can't even think of the term. But it's when you're abused, you're sitting there as an abusive relationship, and you're
codependent.
Thank you. It's a codependent relationship we have with Microsoft. That's exactly right. So, good luck with Ubuntu and Wine, and we'd love to hear how that goes for you, Peter.
Absolutely.
All right.
All righty.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
Yep.
Bye-bye. So we almost need a therapist to talk about this. I mean imagine if you're your industry. Imagine if you're a CPA, and not only did those requirements or parameters weren't consistent across everything. Like when you did my taxes, the rules were different than if you did Dennis's taxes, because that's how Microsoft is. Dennis's operating system at home running Windows 10 is completely different than mine. Right. There's nothing the same about it. All right, let's go to Frank and Cromwell, see if we can get his question in before the top of the hour. What's happening, Frank?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I have a problem with an old Canon printer. It worked great on my brand new laptop, Windows 11, until this last update went through a couple of weeks ago. And now, for some reason, I keep getting error codes when I try to print something. Is there anything I can look at to see if this thing is working right?
The thing that I would like to look at is open up the properties for it in control panel, and then look in the ports pane of the properties panel and see if there is a checkbox next to any of the possible ports. A few weeks ago, a month ago, an update came out that wiped all those out.
Oh, jeez.
And on some computers, not certainly not all.
Okay.
And it did not know how to connect to that printer. The solution to that is not to check one of those boxes. The solution to that is to remove the printer completely and reinstall it. It does not work if you pick one of those boxes. It will not go.
Mm.
You have to remove the printer from control panel
and remove it, reboot, and then start over.
Correct.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
You got it, Frank.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Peter, man, I can't wait to hear from him as to how that goes with his Ubuntu and that Wine thing on that old machine. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. I do want to bring up something that's pretty important. So community bands. Southington is starting their own community band back up. We had done it back in 2019, and then these politicians said, well, you got to put everything down in 15 days to flatten the curve, and everything went to hell. So we have to start up again, and here we are starting up again in Southington Community Band. Come and join us. You're right. There's the community bands that are out there are amazing, and Southington deserves one. And so we're starting on January 9th, 7 o'clock in the Windsor, in the Southington High School band room. Come on, join us. Pick up a horn again. People always say, oh, I haven't played in a while. Well, you know what? The great thing about playing an instrument is it's like riding a bike. You never forget, really. So come on and join us, and it's going to be a lot of fun in Southington. in January 9th. Southington Symphonic Band.
Ooh,
we'll be right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.